Okay, we're learning tonight. We were Nishmas, my grandmother Esther Etel, Bas Reb Zalman Yosef, whose seventh yahrzeit is this Friday. Ethel Korn, she lived in this neighborhood for many years. She brought smiles, happiness to everyone who saw her. Her neshama should have an aliyah. She's talking about women. So women's halal groups. It's a new thing. You could Google it. Some Orthodox, some non-Orthodox, is that women get together to have halal say amen, or have these groups where they all say halal together. Is that something that should be encouraged, not to be encouraged? What does halacha say about women in general making a bracha on halal, specifically on Rosh Chodesh? So Tosfos in Sukkah says that women do not, women are pater from the mitzvah of halal. The reason being, because halal in general is a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. The Mishnah Megillah says that halal has to be recited during the day. Since it has to be recited during the day and not the night, it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Women are pater in mitzvah aseh shezman grama. That's fine, but in general, we said past few weeks, just because you're pater in a mitzvah aseh shezman grama, according to Ashkenazim, you could still do that mitzvah. Your wife takes a lulav, she shakes a lulav, she makes a bracha on that lulav. There's nothing wrong with it. She's just not obligated to do so. Fine. So therefore, the question should be, well, what about on halal? Can a woman say halal with a bracha? The answer should be, fine, no problem. She wants to make a bracha. It's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Why not? The issue is, Rosh Chodesh halal, we said, is only based on a minhag. So even for men to make a bracha, we saw a few weeks ago, was a little bit controversial. So now you put a lot of controversies together. Women in general are not mechuyav to make a bracha, or not mechuyav in the mitzvah of halal. Even men, it's unclear if they should make a bracha on halal for Rosh Chodesh. What about when you put it all together? Can women make a bracha on halal for Rosh Chodesh? So the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov wants to suggest, he says, well, maybe let's compare it to Havdalah. There is a whole nother sugya, which maybe we'll talk about a different shir. Do women make Havdalah? Are women allowed to make Havdalah by themselves? If the woman is by herself, can she make Havdalah? Part of that discussion centers around the fact that even though she's not obligated necessarily in Havdalah, what's so wrong if she wants to do a mitzvah? We said she could shake a lulav and make a bracha. Maybe she could do the same thing for Havdalah. The poskim over there say, well, no, ha. There's a very fundamental difference between Havdalah and lulav. What's the difference? Lulav, she's physically doing something that she's making a bracha on, so we allowed her to do it. Havdalah, okay, forget about the ner and besamim, that's a separate issue. But it's fundamentally just talking. So do we allow women to make a bracha on something which she's not obligated to when the whole mitzvah, the whole act of the mitzvah, is simply words? So many posts can say by Havdalah, no. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, maybe the same thing should be by halal. Very nice, she's not obligated in halal, so okay, not a problem. We allow her to do things that she's not obligated in, but here it's only talking. If it's only talking, she can't perform that mitzvah with a bracha. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, nah, it's a little bit different. Because Havdalah, then all you're doing is talking, one bracha, the bracha of Havdalah, that's the whole mitzvah, that's the bracha. Here it's different. Here the bracha is separate. There's the bracha on halal, then there's the halal itself. So even though there's no act of halal, there's two parts. There's the bracha, the beginning, and the mitzvah. So maybe women should be allowed to make the bracha of halal. Then he goes on and says, well, you know what? Forget all the lumdis. We said the past few weeks, even men, it's unclear if they should make a bracha on halal. So why are we okay, men, we're stuck. We have no choice. We're chayiv. Maybe we're chayiv. Maybe it's a minhag. Maybe we make a bracha. We don't know. That was the past few weeks. But women, if they're pater, why would we throw them into doing a suffix bracha for no reason? Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, women should not make a bracha on halal. So Paskins, the Yaivitz in his Seder, specifically on Rosh Chodesh. Halal on Rosh Chodesh, women should not make a bracha because it's only a minhag. Even men, it's unclear we should make a bracha. So why would we make women make a bracha on something which they are unclear if they should be doing it in the first place, or if we should even be making the bracha in the first place? However, fortunately, in case your wife or mother has ever made a bracha on halal, which I imagine many people here have, the Be'er Halacha disagrees. The Be'er Halacha says, yes, I understand women not chayiv in halal. I understand halal and Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. But he says, mistaber, it's likely Tegam b'halal d'rosh chodesh l'fi minageinu mevarchin al halal. Since we allow men to make the bracha, even though it's not so clear why men are making a bracha on halal and rosh chodesh, e'agam isha yecholu levarch kamo anashim. He says, let women do it as well. No problem, says the Be'er Halacha. Women can make a bracha on halal. Fine. That's the nigla. Now for the nister. I saw a Moira Dikamar Makom, which I got to track down. I did not see it inside. The Sefer called Sefer Chaim, I don't even know what Sefer that is. It's quoted in the Fancy Tours, in the Hagos, the Ha'aros, on the bottom of the Torah. Check it out. Tof Yud Zayin Os Chaf. He refers to the Sefer HaChaim. I tried to find it. I'm not even sure what it is. If anyone knows what it is, let me know. Sefer HaChaim says, well, the whole concept of Rosh Chodesh is really Rosh Chodesh. What's Rosh Chodesh? All kinds of Rosh Chodesh makes no sense. Is it Yontif, not a Yontif? We talked about this in the past. It doesn't really make sense. Really, Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a bona fide Yontif with a real halal. But you know who messed it up? Every single person in this room messed it up. When? Next week's parsha. Next 2 weeks parsha, who? Ego. But who did the ego? You did the ego, not your wife. And so therefore, the women, he writes, are still view Rosh Chodesh as a Yontif, which is partly the reason why they don't do Malacha. So if they view it as a Yontif, Mechuyev and Halal. So for them, women is more Mechuyev and Halal Rosh Chodesh, he wants to suggest, than men. Go figure that out. It's a one-line footnote in Sefer HaChaim. I'm not even sure, but it's in the Hagos Aris and the Fancy Torahs. Check it out. That would be a whopper Chiddush. Fine. So Halacha Maisa seems to be the Be'er Halacha says you can make a bracha, women can make a bracha, no problem. What about one or two more minor problems? What about eating before halal? Really, men are not supposed to eat before halal. Part of eating before davening is halal part of davening. So whole sugya within itself. However, I saw a Sefer Shari Tefillah says, well, women, it doesn't begin. You know, women could definitely eat before halal because even if they've taken upon themselves this minog to say halal with the bracha, they're definitely not as mechuyav, or this minog is not as binding on them as for men. And therefore, this comes up a lot. You know, women want to daven in the morning, so they want to eat, so they daven quickly, then they eat. They really don't have to say halal before they eat. According to this, they could just say shemoneh esrei or whatever they're davening. Whatever their davening constitutes, they don't have to actually say halal first. They can eat breakfast and then say halal afterwards. What about the final question? 5 minutes left till Shkia, and they haven't davened yet. Yeah? When they said chakras, should they say halal or should they say musaf? No? So musaf is a whole discussion if women are chayiv and musaf or not. Halal, we're saying they're definitely not chayiv. Many posts can say if they got 5 minutes left, they can only do one before Shkia. Musaf reigns supreme. They should say musaf and not halal. Because again, all kinds of us saying halal. So at the end of the day, are women allowed to say halal together with a bracha? Probably nothing wrong. It's a pretty silly tefillah to pick to say with if you want to get together and to say halal, say brachas or amens, whatever they're doing. It's pretty silly tefillah to pick because if anything, the whole bracha on halal is subject to confusion by men as well. So you probably should pick a better tefillah if they want to say amen or say sha'akal and then say amen or whatever these amen groups want to do. Probably wouldn't pick halal necessarily as the main one, but according to the Be'er Halacha, clearly there is no problem. I saw also this is the psak of Rav Falk, who was just nifter 2 weeks ago, one of the leading poskim in England, definitely about women's issues as well. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and wrote the Sefer Machas Elio. He passes like this Mishnah Berurah and says women can make a bracha on halal on Rosh Chodesh if they want.